With me today are Colton Kopp and Shauna Gibson of the Fayette FFA chapter. What are your SAE projects this year?
I do chickens and goats.
I do have the family farm, which we raise cattle and horses on, and I also do rodeo and custom hay baling.
What activities are your FFA chapter doing this week with the National FFA Week?
First day is Muddy Truck Day.
For some of the people who can't drive a muddy truck, we do the camo and orange. And then we're going to have a tractor day, which the farm kids around here can drive their dad's tractor to school and also work clothes during that day. For the last day of the dress-up week, we're going to do boots and shorts, which is usually a very fun outcome. That Friday, we are going to go to the Western Farm Show in Kansas City, Missouri.
What would you say has been your best experience in FFA?
My favorite so far has been the FFA horse shows and the whole fair.
I would have to say the fair. We do the team roping and the ranch rodeos out there, which is an excellent time. You know, a lot of people get together and have a great time.
You guys are both seniors. What are your future plans, Savannah?
I'm going to go to Stevens College in Columbia and major in pre-med.
How about you, Colton? What do you want to do in the future?
I plan to go to Miami, Oklahoma and study agricultural engineering at NEO. And plan to rodeo for all my semesters there and hopefully go to College National Finals Rodeo up in Wyoming.
Savannah, if you had someone younger than you that wanted to be an FFA, would you recommend it to them and why?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. It helps with leadership skills and just being social and helping out.
Colton, would you recommend FFA to others?
Most definitely. Whenever I first started FFA, I thought that I was going to really fit in because I had horses and cows and family farm and everything, but it's not just all about that. It's about getting to meet new people and go new places and new adventures. A lot of people come down here that don't have the family farm, but yet they're still involved because there's so many different careers and fields that you can go into with agriculture that people don't realize that will one day earn you a great lifestyle and hopefully support a family of others.